欢迎今天晚上聚会。
I want to read on the back of the outline just those verses from 1 Corinthians 7.
反面我念一下这今天的一个大纲，哥林多前书七章一到五节。
Now concerning the things whereof ye wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife. And let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife to the husband. The wife hath not power over her own body, but the husband. Likewise also the husband hath not power over his own body, but the wife.Defraud or keep ye not from one another, except it be with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency.
Do I need to translate? 所以说哥林多前书七章一到五节说，论到你们信上所提的事，我说男不禁女倒好，但要免淫乱的事。男子当各有自己的妻子，女子也当各有自己的丈夫。丈夫当用合宜之分待妻子，妻子待丈夫也要如此。妻子没有权柄主张自己的身子，乃待丈夫；丈夫也没有权柄主张自己的身子，乃待妻子。夫妻不可彼此亏负，除非两厢情愿，暂时分房，为要专心祷告方可。以后仍要同房，免得撒旦趁着你们情不自禁引诱你们。
Let's pray before we start.
我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this evening.
我们感谢今晚。
And the food that we have been blessed to receive.
和这你赐给我们的食物。
Help us through tonight.
帮助我们今晚。
And speaking about this sensitive subject.
来说这个很敏感的话题。
Bless those who are married.
祝福这些已经已婚的。
And remember the single, young men and women who are here as well.
并且现在还是单身的，在这边的年轻的男女。
We ask this in Jesus' name and the forgiveness of our sin.
奉主耶稣基督名。
For Jesus' sake, amen.
Amen.
Okay, tonight we're talking about a sensitive subject.
我们今晚讨论是一个很
Our culture is very open about it.
Yeah, 美国的文化是比较开放对这方面。
But it's open in an unbiblical and wrong way.
但是是一个以不是很是属灵的方式来理解的。
And I recognize there are some younger people here.
我们知道这里有很多年轻的人在这里。
Yet I tell young people in our church.
我也这样告诉我教会里的年轻人。
That if your parents haven't talked to you about this subject.
如果你的父母没有谈论这些东西。
Then it's time that someone did.
有的人会这样说。
Because it's going to face us and probably has faced you already in your life.
这个因为你肯定会遇到，并且你可能已经经历过了。
You may have heard about sexual relationship at school or from friends.
你可能在你同学们或者在学校里面听到这些有关性的一些话题。
And maybe even on the internet.
并且有时候在网络上。
And many times these are not good sources of information.
他们一般不是一个好的一个信息。
Because the Bible does speak about this subject very clearly as well.
因为圣经在这上面很明确地讲过这个事情。
So on your outline, the introduction says,
在这个 outline 上面，解释上面说，
Any sexual activity,
任何的性行为，
which is not between a man and woman,
也不是在男的和女的中间的。
In the confines or in the boundary of marriage,
在这个婚姻的框架里面
is wrong, and God condemns it.
是错误的，并且上帝会定罪他。
In 1 Corinthians 6:16, it says,
在哥林多前书六章十六节说
，What know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body?
岂不知与娼妓联合的，便是与他成为一体吗
？For two, said he, shall be one flesh.
因为主说二人要成为一体。
So ultimately, a husband and a wife.
所以最终的妻子和丈夫
are called in that union to resemble Christ and the church.
是代表着教会与耶稣的连结联合。
And one of the most intimate, close ways that that's expressed,
对亲密的方式来表达的话
is through the sexual union.
是来通过这个性。
And that's why in this passage of 1 Corinthians 6,
这就是为什么这个哥林多前书六章
Paul says even when one would do this kind of union with a prostitute, a harlot,
如果有人甚至与娼妓来做 那种事的话
So in a relationship outside of marriage,
在婚姻之外
it's these two in that act become one.
因为这个行为他们两个就变成了一体
Because it's so intimate and close
因为它十分的亲密
It's as if you give your soul, your whole heart to the other person
那是因为你把你整个心和灵魂都给那个另一个人
And we need to understand that that bond in marriage is called a covenant relationship
我们必须知道这婚姻的联合 是在神的约里面的
So if a husband and wife
如果丈夫和妻子
engage in this physical act in marriage
如果在婚姻里面有这个身体上面的一个联合
but the rest of their marriage is falling apart
但是他们余下的婚姻生活是分开的
they're really living a lie
他们是生活在一个谎言中
because they're not reflecting Christ and the church
因为他们没有体现出耶稣和教会
So, for example, if a husband in marriage is looking at other women,
当丈夫在婚姻中间看别的女人的时候
and lusting in his heart,
对他们有一种非分之想
he's living a lie.
他就是生活在这个谎言中间
Could you imagine Christ,
你能想象到耶稣基督
who has...singled out or purchased his bride
他来买我们是他们的就心腹的意思了
so he purchased his bride to himself if he was looking at the world imagining to gain something else
他如果是看着世界想要获得一些东西的话
that would make us think it's a terrible thing
这就会是就很糟糕的事情。
Or think of a wife who does not surrender her whole being, her whole person.
如果妻子没有全然的顺服于丈夫的话。
If she does not surrender herself to her husband,
她没有顺服于丈夫的话。
It would be like the church not surrendering herself totally to Jesus.
就像教会没有这样很好的服侍主耶稣基督，降服于主耶稣基督之下。
It should be apparent to all the world.
是这个对整个都是很明显的。
When a Christian couple, man and wife,
当基督徒的丈夫和妻子
are married, they should show that they are truly in love with one another.
当他们结婚的时候，他们必须要。表示对 个人的那种真爱
through their actions, their words,
通过他们的言行
their eye contact and everything about their relationship should reflect that union
通过所有的比如说一些交通都 来知道他们是合一的
and this should also be in the home in front of children as well
这必须也要在孩子们面前在家里
My understanding is that in China, that's probably not so much the case.
中国应该不是这样子，据我所知的话。
That true? So let's change.
这要改变。
We should reflect what the Bible says in Song of Solomon.
我们必须要那个看圣经，雅歌书，雅歌。
In chapter 5, 18 and 19,It says,
"Oh, is that Son of Solomon or Proverbs?"
Oh, sorry, Proverbs.
Yeah, I thought it was Proverbs.
You were right.
Yes, I
Solomon says in Proverbs.
All right. So is 箴言的五章十八到十九节
Rejoice with the wife of thy youth.
要使你的全员蒙福
Let her be as the loving hind and pleasant roe.
要喜悦你幼年所娶的妻。
Let her breath satisfy thee at all times.
哦，她如可爱的麋鹿，可喜的母鹿，愿她的胸怀使你时时知足。
And be thou ravished always with her love.
她的爱情使你常常恋慕。
So in the Bible, this union between a man and a woman becomes one flesh.
所以在圣经里面，这夫妻和丈夫妻的联合是一体。
And part of that one flesh is especially pictured in this act.
所以离开这个是除了这个就是他们中间的一些活动。
And when there are problems in the area of sexuality in a marriage,
当如果在这个性上面有一些不好的地方的时候，
there is likely and most of the time unresolved issues.
这是一般情况下是不能解决的一个问题。
So there could be fear, anger.
他们可能会产生恐惧，然后生气。
Worry, guilt,
罪恶感并且恐慌
jealousy or fatigue,
或者一些抱怨啊，或者一些嫉妒啊，这种。
One author put it this way.
有一个人这样说。
Often, when there is trouble in the area of sexuality,
当如果有一个在这个性生活上有问题的时候。
It's the signal that there may be problems in other areas as well.
就可能在其他方面是有问题的。
He said it's like the red light that appears on your dash.
当就是像你汽车上面有个红色感叹号的时候。
Just think about it.
想想。
If a husband and wife are constantly fighting and bickering.
如果丈夫一直在不断的吵闹。
Speaking.Harshly to each other,
说得很难听的话
not agreeing on financial decisions,
就像对在一些什么金钱方面各种有问题的时候
it will inevitably affect them when they come together or don't come together in this act.
就在这上面，就在当有这些行为的时候，这就不可避免的会出现。
So Jay Adams, a biblical counselor,
Jay Adams, 这个 biblical.这个圣经的导师说
He says this
他这样说
He compares marriage to he compares unresolved problems to two suitcases
他把这个比作成两个 two suitcases、yeah. 两个行李箱
So if the husband has unresolved problems and not treating his wife biblically
如果丈夫没有对待他妻子很好的话
He's careless
Ta不关心
Inconsiderate
就 也是少关心嘛
Not considering his wife as a weaker vessel
就是没有把他妻子想得很好
Complaining and angry
然后抱怨
Treats his wife like a servant
对待他妻子像对待仆人一样
The result will be as she goes about her daily task
这个就会导致当妻子在日常生活中
She's going to be weighed down by these things.
她就会感觉很沉重，对这种事情。
And they become like heavy suitcases or backpacks.
她们就感觉背了一个很重的行李箱。
And so when they go to bed,
当她们晚上睡觉的时候
，and the husband wants to have a physical relationship,
当丈夫有想要和妻子发生。关系的时候
The suitcase is sticking between them.
这个重物就压在他们身上了。
The same is true with a wife.
这个就是一样的，在妻和妻子和妻子也是一样。
If she isn't considering the needs of her husband,
当她想对就是一些丈夫的需求的时候
，does not respect him.
并不尊重他。
And does not show love to him.
并没有给他展示出那个爱。
It may cause her husband to begin to look in other places.
他就会引起丈夫去看一些别的地方。
So the suitcase needs to be gotten rid of. The problem was not that moment when they wanted to be intimate together.
问题不是在他们在享受着就是亲密关系的那一刻。
But the problem existed already long before during the day.
这个问题已经在那一天已经存在了，是一个累积的过程。
And we need to confess our sin.
我们必须要忏悔悔改。
And think and seek the cleansing power of Christ.
并且求上帝的宝血来洁净我们。
Now there's improper views of sexuality that need to be addressed as well. Point two.
还有一些不正常的一些看法对于这个性。
Some, even in Christian circles, think of this act of sexuality as being unclean or dirty.
有些基督徒甚至会觉得这个性是不正常的，是不洁净的。
I remember speaking to a 70-year-old man after giving a talk on sexual purity.
我还记得我曾经跟一个70岁的老人谈论过这个有关性的问题的时候。
And he came up to me afterwards.
他过来找我。
In a faithful marriage, he was in a faithful relationship.
他有一个很好的夫妻的关系。
And he said he still felt guilty every time he had relationship with his wife.
但是他仍然觉得很罪恶，当他与他妻子有性生活的时候。
And that's often because there was a Victorian age.
因为在维多利亚女皇时代。
And because this was never talked about with parents to children.
那时候家长从来和孩子不会提起这种东西。
And sexuality was never addressed in a biblical manner.
并且这个东西，这个性是从来不以一个正确的圣经观来谈论。
So I'm of the conviction. I'm of the conviction.
所以我自己也在思考这个。
That especially in the church,
特别是在教会里面,
we are to teach concerning this subject clearly.
我们必须要很明确讲这个问题。
The Bible does so.
因为圣经也这么说。
And many times our young people hear about it before they are ever taught properly.
很多年轻人在还没有被正确的引导之前已经听说这些问题。
The second improper view that we have is forced on us today by the world.
第二个问题就是force.
Yeah, press on us.
一些东西，一些错误的加在我们身上的东西。
That is that everything becomes sexualized.
任何事都会有可能是对于我们是一种性的这种冲击的东西。
There's hardly a day that can pass.
当一天过去的时候。
That we are confronted with something to do with sexuality.
我们会面对一些很多关于这方面的问题。
Whether it's in a junk mail.
Junk mail. What is junk mail? 垃圾邮件。哦，junk mail，OK，在一些垃圾邮件里面。
Or a banner on the side of our computer screen.
或者在我们这个电脑屏幕的左右两边出现。
Or people in work environment talking about bad jokes.
或者一些在我们身处环境里面那些人讲了一些污秽的玩笑。
Hearing of Hollywood in the news.
或者看一些新闻，或者看一些电影。
Watching movies that are filled with this.
对，就看一些电影关于这些的。
And combined with that is the issue of pornography.
还有一些就是这些色情杂志。
And this is not only a problem in the world.
这不仅仅是一个问题在这个社会上存在。
This is also a problem in the church.
这并且还是在教会里面存在的一个问题。
If we think that the percentage of men looking at pornography being at some point in their life in the 90 percentile,
让我们来试想，90%时间都是在看这个的话，
that percentage is not much lower in the church.
那这个在教会里的这个百分比也不会低。
And increasingly in the last 10 years,
并且在十年之前，十年之中都是一直在增长的趋势。
Women have been sucked into this viewing of pornography as well.
女生也是在这里面也是这样一样的看待。
increasingly the church is dealing with problems that have arisen from marriages affected by pornography.
教会正在处理这些，比如说一些问对被这些色情杂志带来的问题。
So the Bible calls us to a very high view.
圣经里面会讲了在这方面有关的事情。
As we consider our own hearts and minds,
我们要思想我们的心和意念。
That we should seek to be pure in every thought and word and action.
我们必须要对于我们自己所说的话和所想是必须要很圣洁。
And so the text on your outline.
所以我们在这个 outline 上面的。
1 Thessalonians 4:3 through 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章三到五节。
For this is the will of God, even your sanctification.That ye should abstain from fornication. And fornication is any kind of sexual sin in or outside of marriage. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as Gentiles who know not God.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章三到五节说，神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁。远避淫行，要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体，不放纵私欲的邪情，像那不认识神的外邦人。
So Paul is saying the Gentiles are acting out this lustful lifestyle.
所以保罗说这些外邦人都就是这样子，因为自己的私欲这种邪情。
And he says it's because they don't know God.
因为他们不认识神。
But if we confess to know God and want to serve God, we should not be living that way.
当我们在忏罪悔改在神面前的时候，我们不应该这样过生活。
So he's saying that marriage is to be pure and honorable in every way.
所以说婚姻是十分的纯洁并且是高贵的。
But this also means that even within marriage, a man or a woman can act like an animal.
但是这也并不是说在我们的婚姻里面男丈夫和妻子会像动物一样的来做这些事情。
And what I mean is that they are simply living in this marriage for selfish, pleasurable reasons only.
他们不是自私的来在这里面生活。
And so this world has presented marriage and in particular sexuality in relationship as some kind of romantic dream.
但我们这个世界里面是怎么描述这个性呢？就是用一种很浪漫的，像一个梦境一样的来描绘这个。
And the worldly expectation and Satan's temptations.
这个世界的一些诱惑，并且这个撒旦的搅扰。
Is to try to present to us and especially young people as well.
要来试着来吸引来引诱我们这些年轻人。
That this is going to be something that is just going to make you so happy and so feeling good.
这个只是让你带来啊、哦、十分的开心的感觉，十分的愉悦。
But in doing this.They fall beyond or they go beyond the boundaries God has established.
当时在做这个时候，他们已经远远的超过了上帝给我们说的这个界限。
And when we break through the boundaries God has set in His Word and His Law,
当我们越界的时候，那上帝也对我们这样说。
It's as the proverb says, we continue to be consumed, we need more and more and more.
我们就像那个箴言说，我们要消耗更多的、更多的。
And James says that when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin brings forth death.
所以雅各说，罪怀孕，私欲怀孕生了罪是导致死。
So going beyond God's boundaries.In marriage,
所以如果在婚姻里面超越界的话
，will destroy this most blessed, joyful union He created.
我们就打破了上帝给我们创造这十分完美的一个联合。
Because in some ways, even this act in marriage,
因为有时候即使在这个婚姻的行为中间,
this intimacy that's experienced,
我们就是经历这个亲密关系,
is to be a reflection of God Himself in His triune character.
这反映出了上帝自己的形象和我们的关系。
And what has happened is the world and sinful people.
问题是这个世界和罪人
have placed more value and pleasure in the created things.
在这个上帝所造里面有一个很愉悦的心吗？
Yeah. So people have placed more value in creatures, in the creature.
就人们把更多的那个价值观放在一些事情上，事物上。
Than they do in the creator.
而不是放在神上。
And that's why when you read in Romans 1 and 2,
当我们读罗马书1和2章的时候,
Paul spells out this deep slope that goes down into sin.
所以保罗说这个会让我们犯罪。
And so we need to be careful in our own thinking and minds.
我们要小心我们的思考并且我们的言行。
That our understanding of this area of our life is dictated or governed by biblical teaching, not the world.
我们是要遵循上帝的教导，而不是这个世界的教导。
So we need to be renewed in our minds.
我们必须要重新审视我们自己的思想。
But that does not mean we never engage in this activity in marriage.
但这不代表我们不会进入到我们这个婚姻的这些里面。
Because it is a created gift of God to be enjoyed in a true marriage.
因为这是上帝给我们的一个礼物，是在真正的婚姻里面的礼物。
And so the Apostle says in Hebrews 13:4,
所以在希伯来书13章4节里面说,
Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge.
婚姻人人都当尊重，床也不可污秽，因为苟合行淫的人，神必要审判。
So Paul is saying to be, or whoever wrote Hebrews, is saying that to be married is a good, honorable thing.
所以这个写希伯来书的人说，就是婚姻是一个很高贵的、很圣洁的东西。
And so the Roman Catholic Church that teaches to be single is contrary to God's word.
罗马天主教也说就是
To be single is a high calling and a gift of God.
那个单身是也是上帝给的一个恩赐。
But marriage is even more so God's gift by which we bring forth His covenant children into the world.
但是那个婚姻是更加的是一个高贵礼物，是给他要，这是一个在上帝约里面的。
So when Paul says here, the bed is undefiled,
所以说保罗在这里说床是不可被玷污的。
He is actually talking about this physical act in marriage.
他是在说这个在婚姻里面这个身体上的行为。
And so what God is saying is that this coming together in the marriage act,
他说在婚姻里面这个合一的行为,
there is nothing sinful in it.
是在里面是没有任何的罪恶的感的。It
is undefiled.
那是不可被污染的。So
and that's so Paul is also saying there are things that can be done between a husband and wife and before the face of God that is up to them.
所以丈夫和夫妻里面经历的这些东西是在上帝眼前的，是这是关乎他们自己。
But ultimately,
但是最终的,
in this act,
在这个行为中间,
it is the serving of one, a husband serving the wife, and the wife serving the husband.
在这个关系中间是另一方取悦另一这一方取悦另一方，而不是自己取悦自己。
So it's denying ourselves.
所以是否认我们自己。
First of all, to please the other person, not simply for our own pleasure.
而是要去取悦对方，而不是来取悦自己。
So Proverbs addresses this, and so does Song of Solomon.
所以雅歌书也这样说。
The Song of Solomon is a difficult book to understand.
这本书是一本很难读的书。
It is speaking about a spiritual relationship and love.
它讲了一个属灵的一个关系和爱。
But it is clearly also a very physical thing between a man and woman that's being described.
它也说就是他们中间的一些肢体上的行为。
And it is the Holy Spirit who inspired that book.
这也是圣灵来写的这本书。
But this book brings out into the open what that relationship looks like.
这本书也提及到了正确的一个婚姻是什么样子的。
But that does not mean that we are to bring our own relationships out into the open in talking to other people.
这也不意味着我们要公开的说我们自己这些，我们自己关于我们自己的一些这种。
And in this book, Song of Solomon.
在这本书里面说
it also speaks of this act of being very much a sensual, a fleshly act of pleasure as well.
所以这雅各书也说这是关于一个很肉体之间的一个行为。
So let's move on to the biblical principles, the basic principles of our sexuality.
那我们来一些圣经的一些原则。
The first principle is that God has made us man and woman.
第一个是上帝造了我们男的女的。
And he made us to complement each other, to fit together.
他造男造女是为了让我们可以互补，让我们可以在一起很好的生活。
The world has the view that we are simply like two animals because of evolution.
这个世界上看我们就像我们只是像两个动物一样，只是为了进化来生活。
That this act is somehow just to carry on the human race.
就像要来继续留种，要
But,
对。
The Bible teaches we have been created in God's image.
但是圣经里面说我们是被造是因为神的形象。
And this act itself is also some reflection of who God is.
所以这个行为是我们来体现出。神，我们的神是谁？
So that's the second thing we need to remember.
这是第二个事情我们必须要知道的。
As God created all things,
当上帝创造所有事物的时候，
He also created our sexuality.
他照样创造了性。
And it was very good.
那十分好。
So when Adam woke up from his sleep,
当亚当醒来的时候，
and he saw his wife.
看到他的妻子
He was very pleased.
他十分开心。
It also was a pleasure for him to see his wife, even in all her nakedness.
甚至他看到夏娃是全身赤裸的时候也是很开心。
Because there was no lust or no sin at that point in time.
因为那个时候还没有罪，并且还没有这种邪情。
There is openness and transparency.
是十分公开，是十分透明的。
And so God has allowed this wonderful union already in paradise.
神已经很早就把这个已经显现出来在乐园里面的时候。
To continue even after the fall into sin.
并且继续，甚至在罪已经有产生的时候。
And so, while nakedness in some ways is looked upon as sinful in regard to the rest of the human race,
所以在后面的时候，这个赤身露体好像是一个罪。
Especially with men who are with their eyes seeing nakedness.Cause to sin.
也就是男的当看这些 赤身露体的东西会引发自己的罪。
It's in marriage that his eyes are to be satisfied with his wife.
但是在婚姻里面这是好的。
Number three.
第三点。
There is a pleasure in this union.
在这个联合中间是愉悦的。
In 1 Corinthians 7 verse 9, Paul says,
在哥林多前书七章九节说
If a person cannot contain himself, then let them marry.
倘若自己禁止不住就可以嫁娶。
For it's better to marry than to burn.
与其欲火攻心倒不如嫁娶为妙。
So in this relationship, Paul is saying there is a pleasure that's understood to be taking place.
所以保罗说这个愉悦是可以理解在这个。
But it should only be in the boundary that God has set, one man, one woman in marriage.
并且不过这个必须是要在神的这个框架里面说只能一男一女。
And so having this relationship is yes to have children,But it's also to be able to enjoy one another.
所以说这个关系是不仅仅是为了要有孩子，也是要是一种互相的一种愉悦。
There are times when we sit down to a meal and we really enjoy what we're eating. It's delicious.
当我们吃饭的时候，我们很享受桌上的食物。
And there are other times when our meal is just a meal.
但有的时候，我们吃的饭只是为了让我们填饱肚子。
And the same can be true within marriage in this area of sexuality.
这个在婚姻中也是一样的。
There can be times in which it's very satisfying and other times where it's a God-given gift we recognize we're called to do.
这个有的时候是一个很让人身心愉悦的事情，有的时候也是上帝让我们这样做，可能为了要生养众多。
I want to read a couple of verses from Song of Solomon.
这里要读一下雅歌书。
And we're going to read from chapter 7.
第七章。
At verse 6 to 10.
六到十节。
How fair and pleasant art thou, O love, for delights. This thy stature is like a palm tree, and thy breast to a cluster of grapes. I said I will go up to the palm tree, I will take hold of the boughs thereof,Now also thy breast shall be as a cluster of the vine, and the smell of thy nose like apples. The roof of thy mouth like the best wine for my beloved that goeth down sweetly, causing the lips of those that are asleep to speak. I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me.
我所爱的，你何其美好，何其可悦，使人欢畅喜乐。你的身量好像棕树，你的两乳如同其上的果子累累下垂。我说我要上这棕树，抓住枝子，愿你的良乳好像葡萄累累下垂。你鼻子的气味香如苹果，你的口如上好的酒。女子说：“为我的良人下咽舒畅，流入睡觉人的嘴中。我属我的良人，他也恋慕我。”
Again, I remind you, ultimately, this is a spiritual song, between Christ and His church, the bride.
我要提醒你们是，这是一个属灵的来，是说。教会与耶稣的关系的。
But we are not doing justice to the inspired word if we don't recognize the reality of this being very physically real as well in a marriage.
但是这也是同样的是指我们在婚姻里面这个身体上的一些行为。
And he speaks of all the different parts of our body, our senses that partake or participate in this act.
这也提到我们身体的各种各个部在这个行为里面用到的地方。
And in doing so, we recognize we belong to one another in a most intimate, deep union.
我们在这个在联合中间，我们也是彼此是属于另一方。
Now the next three principles, the last three we're going to come from, we're going to take from.The passage we read from 1 Corinthians 7.
下面三个原则我们要从哥林多前书七章里面说。
So number four is, in a marriage, We no longer are our own, but we belong to someone else.
在这个婚姻中间，我们不属于自己，而是属于对方。
That other person in the marriage has a right both ways over one another.
所以另一方也有一个正确的看法，当在这个婚姻中间。
And so Paul says, the wife does not have power over her own body, but the husband.
所以保罗说妻子没有这个能力来 power.
I don't know what your words use. Authority.
有这能力来掌管，是丈夫来掌管。
And likewise, the husband does not have a power or authority over his own body, but the wife.
I got it. 所以说是丈，妻子不可以来主管他自己的身体，而是丈夫也不能主管他自己身体，而是妻子。
So always in marriage, just as in every other part that we have been talking about through the lessons before.
所以说，在这个婚姻中，我们之前讲到的。
We are to be servants in our marriage.
我们在婚姻里面是当仆人。
Serving the other person.
是去服务别人。
It's no different in this area of marriage as well.
在这里面也是一样。
A wife needs to, however, realize.
所以妻子必须要意识到
that the needs of her husband may be different than her own.
丈夫的需求和他自己是不一样的。
When this is not recognized.
当这个不被意识到的时候
a husband may be tempted in various ways because of it. Not that she is responsible, but he is ultimately responsible.
当因为丈夫会被试探，因为虽然妻子不是主要的，但是他丈夫还是对这个要有责任。
And so also with the husband, he is not to selfishly demand all what he thinks will satisfy him.
但是作为丈夫也是不是一味的去要求。
But he is to also submit himself and control his own body and spirit.
但是他也是自己要来降服，也要来自己控制自己的身体。
And to recognize that showing love to his wife is not always understood in the same way as he receives love.
他要知道他们两个中间是有对表达爱是有差异的，他们的表达方式。
So to treat his wife with understanding and words of kindness and gentleness are much more loving, perhaps, than the physical act that he would experience as love.
所以说他可能妻子会更想要听到他的一些善良言语和一些甜言蜜语，而不是这种方面的，就是这种物理身体的关系，就是男方和女方就是对这个的有可能会有不一样的。
And number five.
第五点。
This relationship in marriage should be regular and ongoing.
这个性生活必须是是
and regular, ongoing and regular.
就是要持续性并规则对规律的。
Because Paul says here, we're not to defraud ourselves from one another.
我们
to keep ourselves from one another.
我们不是我们要来保持自己。
We should not. A husband and wife should not keep themselves from each other in this act.
我们不可以在这个动作里面来保持。一个
except
除了
for fasting and prayer or religious devotion
除了要禁食啊，或者一些要灵修，一些属灵的灵修。
But even after that, Paul says, after that religious devotion, you're to then come together unless Satan tempt you.
他也说就是当如果结束这些的话你们还是要合一。
The sixth thing this passage teaches us,
第六个这个教我们是
that this right of relationship in marriage does not belong exclusively to one or the other.
这个婚姻的事情不是仅仅的是属于另一方。
We have seen in our marriage counseling where sometimes one of the spouses use this area to manipulate the other.
我们有时候会因为这个事去掌控另一方。
And so for the young men and women who are here, they need to also understand and talk about before they're married with their future spouse.
当我们年轻人当我们要来和自己未来的另一半结婚的时候
that there needs to be open communication
必须要有一个很公开的谈话
Sorry. So in marriage we are to be one couple in everything.
所以在婚姻中我们必须要是 一对。
So when I meant that the young people who are in a dating relationship, there should be openness of talking even about these things, in the sense of keeping from sin and temptation.
所以当我们年轻人在处对象的时候必须要很公开来讲这些事情为了避免这些撒旦的攻击。
And a desire to follow what God's teaching is,Before marriage,
并且要渴望圣经的话语在结婚前。
And if there has been some kind of abuse that has happened, it would be important, or having struggled with some kind of addiction, this should be brought to the table before marriage takes place.
当如果之前有一些可能不好的行为，或者有一些什么不良嗜好的时候，必须要很公开的在婚姻前面要谈论这个问题。
And as a younger couple gets ready for marriage and are engaged, they should learn, there are some good books explaining this area of marriage, the act of marriage.
并且在要结婚的之前也要有这些婚姻辅导要去看关于这方面的书。
And you will begin to understand how men and women are different also in this area of just being physical.Men and women are different physically and physiologically than each other, and we need to understand each other before we get into marriage.
我们必须要知道，就是男女的差别，还有一些就是在生理上或者各种要理解对方。
And there's a book we recommend to our pre-marriage counseling people. It's called Act of Marriage by Tim LaHaye.
推荐一本书叫 Act of Marriage， 就是婚姻的。
And there's another called Intended for Pleasure.
还有一个是 Okay, that a book name?
Yeah.
Intended for Pleasure.
I forget the name of the author.
All right.
The last point that this passage teaches us
最后一个点是
that one of the intentions of God through sexuality
上帝通过这个想要表达是
Is that we are to fill the earth.
是我们要来生养众多。遍满全地。
We are to bring forth children.
我们要来生孩子。
But we're not called to bring forth all the children in the world.
但我们不是要生全部的。
And when you think of us Dutch families, we probably look like we're doing that.
当我们看我们这个 Dutch family 时候好像生了很多，一个家庭都是十几个。
But when I look at Chinese families, I don't think they fulfill this halfway.
但是我们看我们中国传统的时候，可能一半都没有。
Because if only every couple had one child, I know it's part of your law, but
no, no,
I understand this too. But you hardly replace yourselves.
对，反正就是中国这个政策是这样的。
And so we need to carefully consider what God's calling is and also regard to having children.
所以我们必须要通过圣经来知道上帝为我们的旨意是怎么样的。
So I've tried to be careful in what I've how I've spoken.
Yes, and I'm careful about what I translate. 所以我很小心在我在说的时候.
But if there's any further discussions, I'm willing to entertain any questions.
我很愿意来回答你的问题. 所以有什么问题?
No? How many of you who are older ever had your parents talk to you about this? Sixteen and older. Anybody? Okay, a couple of you, but not many. That's something also that you would need to change, I think, in your culture is this, especially it's such an important thing when our young people are tempted by this in our world, as parents to teach them about this area biblically. And for those who are pastors and teachers in the church, I would encourage you to be open as well.
作为教会的执事啊，或者长老什么牧师，我也鼓励你们也要在教会里面公开说这些。
Because if you get to know your people, there are probably a lot of counseling issues that arise out of this area, this area of life.
因为很多教会辅导，很多问题都是关于这个的。
But for the young people, there's nothing so wonderful and blessed as coming into marriage, knowing you're giving your whole pure body to the other person who God has given to you.
所以作为年轻人，我们也要知道，我们在结婚前是要保持自己圣洁。
So I'd encourage you to keep yourselves pure and unspotted from this world.
并且我们要知道保持圣洁，不是要远离这世界的淫秽。
And also for those who may have sinned in this area of their life,
可能有些人已经在上面有过犯罪。
There is forgiveness with God and cleansing and washing in the blood of Jesus.
但上帝也用他的宝血已经洗净了我们的罪。
No matter what has been done to us or done by us, the Lord is able to grant us new life.
不管我们以前做过什么，或者别人对我们做过什么，但是在我们心里已经是，我们是已经是新造的人了。
All right, anything else or question or comment?
有没有一些问题或者一些评语？
Okay, well, let's pray.
好，我们祷告。
Gracious God, we thank thee for this night.
我们感恩上帝，我们感恩今晚。
Help us to realize that thy word is addressing us in every area of our life.
告诉我们这是你的话语是在我们平时都是可以用到的。
We pray that those who are married
我们为这些已经结婚人祷告
would reflect Christ in the church more.
来印证教会。
And those who aren't would preserve themselves until that day.
这些没有结婚的会保守自己到那一天。
Help us to be pure in our thoughts, in our words, and our actions.
求主给我们力量，让我们可以在言语、行为上都保持圣洁。
To be devoted to Thee alone.
来保持他。
We ask in Jesus' name.
奉主名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Wasn't so bad, was it?
What?
Wasn't so bad, was it?
Yeah, I think it's good. Danny took it.